Yes, the whole family. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with a thought for today. Yes, the whole family. I was just saying to Ellen, when she remarked that in her third bedroom, she has things laying in there, it's in the children's room. And we all know that the children are her grandchildren. And, of course, they are not really children anymore. They're young adults. In fact, they're adults, some of them. And she hasn't had all of them there yet. But one day, perhaps, she will. I said to her, you know, why don't you have a special occasion and invite your family? And she said, well, my birthday's coming up on the 25th, and I should have them here for my birthday. And I said, no, you can do that certainly, but have them for Christmas so they can plan on. So the mother and the father and all the kids from your daughter and your son, and they can just have a good time. And maybe even your son's mother can come along, you know. And even your daughter's... son's mother-in-law can come along. And your daughter's mother-in-law can come along. They get it right there. And wouldn't that make an interesting event? And father-in-law, if any of them are there.
Wonderful.
And... wow, what a household that would be. Mm-hmm. And we have enough places to put them up. And it would be just quite a festive affair. And jingle bells and all that sort of stuff. And sleigh bells ring. And then get Gregor down here to bring his skis and ski down the rocks here. Mm-hmm. And pretend that it's snow.
Uh-huh.
Although, if you speak it right, maybe we would have snow for Christmas.
Oh,
you know.
Yes.
But... people wonder why the great family events just are not happening so much anymore, and perhaps they're happening more than we know. But families are not getting together as much as they used to, because families lived closer together, and families were more dependent upon each other, and they're more dependent upon the mother, the mother-in-law and so forth being close by. And this was only as many as 50 years ago, maybe even less. But at a time like that, the whole family, aunts, uncles, and cousins, you know. I remember in our house, every holiday, it'd be at one of the aunts or one of the uncles, and aunts, mm-hmm. uncles, one of the grandma's houses. And certainly, if it wasn't at grandma's house, we all made a pilgrimage to Grandma's house. And it was never Grandpa's house, but it was always Grandma's house. And we'd make a pilgrimage to Grandma's house, and we'd all bring gifts and have such a wonderful time. And as soon as we got done eating, we'd all run out in the yard and play. Whether it was raining or snowing or doing anything, we had to get out of the house, get out in the yard, and make a mess out of everything. But that was just part of the festivities of going to Grandma's house for dinner. I wonder if Ellen is ever going to do that. Now, Ellen may extend the invitation, but she's going to extend the invitation with her great big long 20-foot tongue in her mouth, in her cheek, saying, I wonder if they're going to come. I wonder if they're going to come. I wonder if my daughter and her family are going to come, my son and his family are going to come. I wonder if all the kids are going to come, or if they're going to have excuses that they got other places they got to go to. They got girlfriends' homes that they got to go to, and they got, you know, things like that. And they'll be getting married soon, too, you know, because those years are going by.
They're going fast.
Yeah, and then they'll have grandchildren.
Oh,
yeah. And how many times do people go to great-grandmother's house?
Yes,
that really could get to be something. So the time is now, before they gather on too much extra baggage, to invite them and make a show out of it. And if nobody comes, then we have a good dinner ourselves. And we can invite the neighbors in. Like, remember the banquet that Jesus went to? The the people didn't come, so he invited the people on the street and said, "You all come." And we could go into downtown Campo and say to all those people who are having a special indigent dinner there, "Come out to our house," you know. Wouldn't that be an interesting experience? Mm-hmm. We have so many things to be thankful for. We have so many things to be thankful for. We have so many things that we live with that we just don't really know how many grateful things there are in this world. And Rex had just come rushing through here. He saw something out the library window, and he's running through the living room, going out his doggy door and checking it out. And who knows, it might just be another unmarked Border Patrol car like was here last night. We had this white unmarked Border Patrol car parked behind the bushes on the edge of our land, and we didn't know whether it was a car that was not properly there or whatever. So we had to call our agent. You see, we have the federal government as our security agent. They drive around our property a number of times every day, making sure that everything is in divine order. And so we called, and the man said to Ellen, "Yes, that's one of the Border Patrol cars. They have, other districts have come over to help us because we had many call-outs." And so they were very helpful. But we told them that when you see a strange car on your property, you're going to begin to question, call the police right away, because you don't want that on your property. We have 104 acres here, but we don't want it. We didn't invite them for Thanksgiving dinner. You know? Thanksgiving's not here yet, and Christmas is not here yet. And Ellen's birthday is not here yet. It doesn't come until the 25th. And this is only, what, the 18th?
17th.
So she's got to wait a little longer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she knows. But having friends in for family get-togethers is a very special time and a very special experience. And it's something that everyone, sometime in their lifetime, would like to have. It's a reminder of mother's milk. We have mother's milk when we are little, and we get our immune system cranked up, and we get everything else cranked up with mother's milk and all of its special goodies that it gives to our body. And if we don't get it, then we don't have that benefit. We have to get it somewhere else. But if we have it, we are the happiest people in the world. And so it is, too, when we have these holidays and we have the sharing holidays, we seem to be the happiest people in the world. So I say to you, make the gesture, and if nobody comes, we'll have a lot to eat ourselves. And if everybody comes, we'll have a lot of fun. But always make the gesture. At every Thanksgiving dinner, invite all the relatives. And at every holiday, invite all the relatives, and start being surprised at who comes. Mm-hmm. It might surprise you. I know I was surprised when my two sisters came to visit one time, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And
your brother too.
My brother, a couple times he came, and my younger brother, he came out here once or twice, and my, who else did I have?
Your cousin.
My cousin.
Many times,
yeah. And
your son?
My son, yeah.
Your grandson?
Yeah, my wife. And yeah, they've all been out here, and every time they came, it was a wonderful festive event. Yeah. And it's the kind of thing that we like to do. Now, Ingeborg, let's start getting some of your relatives over here. You think that we could handle them?
Yes.
That they'd have to speak English. Or you'd have to do a lot of translating.
Oh, yeah.
And Sylvia, you've had, two of your relatives here, right?
Three.
Which was the third one?
Barbara
came. Oh, yeah.
Aunt Francis.
Yeah, Barbara.
And your father. No, my brother.
Yeah, your brother, too, yeah. So you got four of your family that came. But it's all at different times. So we'll have to have them come for some special Thanksgiving or something like that. or Christmas. And if your dad wants to come from the other dimension, and your mom from the other dimension, your brother from the other dimension, that'd be super. Wouldn't that be a family reunion?
That would be fun.
All right.
Yeah, that's fun.
But you don't know what they look like now. And you would have a delightful surprise. And this is the wonderful thing. Be open to delightful surprises. Because
I like it.
What did the story say? Be kind to every visitor.
Yeah,
it might be Jesus.
Yeah.
And you don't know it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, let's think about sharing in our holidays and making our house open to friends, relatives, neighbors, and others. And we'll find that the gift is more for us than it is for them. So have a happy day and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.